it took you some time in that it started out as a short story.
Right. Right. In fact, you can read what you and might consider the short story. You can read that online. I've made it into an ebook that anybody can read at thecubit.com, which is the website for the book. You could go there, and what is it? It's turned into now is part one of a novel that's about 316 pages long. So you can read part one, you can read the original short story, and then if you read the rest of it, the first part and the second part is separated by a year's time. So what takes place in the second part certainly has something to do with the part that you would read online, or that would be a part of the book that you read. So yeah, it started as a short story. It started as a dream. I saw a young man returning home from dropping out of college. Ironically, this is before, you know, I had gone back to college. Dropping out of college, going back to see his mother in Kansas, and he's a hitchhiker, and he gets picked up by the wrong person, or perhaps the right person for the plot line of the story. It depends on how you want to look at it when you read it. But he gets picked up by a professor who has in his possession what's called the qubit. And in his possession, the qubit is an ancient artifact which is based on the ideal that, and one of the underlying themes of the novel is, that for everything in life, there's a balance. So if you think of good, there can't be good without the term bad or evil. So in life, if there's something that's considered good, there's got to be an opposite that counterbalances its force. That has to do with people, that has to do with psyche, that has to do with everything. And in the case of the qubit, what the qubit is, really, is an artifact that was found in the Mayan archaeological dig many, many, many years ago. And it is the antithesis, the opposite, the evil part of what many believe the Ark of the Covenant would be, which is the positive force towards God or the Holy. So if you think that that's the speaker for talking to God, then the qubit basically is the means with which to talk to the underworld or devil or Satan or evil or however you want to manifest it. And basically what the qubit does is it turns people that come close to it into the worst part of themselves.